You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate in his regular weekly time slot is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how are you tonight?
Good evening, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Great, Tony.
Always really good, especially when you're ready to join us, Tony. And I got to tell you, looking back at last week, everybody had a really great week. But one of us went undefeated because one of us correctly picked the Eagles over the Giants. And the other two did not. And that someone was me. So the race is getting tighter now, Tony.
Right now.
Our overall record's looking pretty good. Everyone's starting to bunch together. So, you know, look out, Tony. I'm starting to come for you, my friend. So looking back at last week, review it really quickly. We all correctly picked the Steelers over the Bengals, the Rams over the Broncos, the Ravens over the Titans, and the Patriots over the Chiefs. So, you guys were 4-1. I was 5-0. So for the season, Tony, you got a one-game lead over both me and Bob. You're 16-8-1, and Bob and I are 15-9-1. So one game back. I'm out of the cellar, so I'm feeling a little bit better about myself. Things are starting to look up. So, looking forward now to the rest of the season, but we all know there's a lot of games left to go. So let's talk about this week, Tony. And we're going to start by, looking at your Patriots, your 4-2 Patriots. They go to the 3-2 Bears. Patriots a 2.5-point road favorite there in the over-under 49. So, Tony, your thoughts. Is this the week you finally pick against your Patriots?
Are you serious right now? Hey, and because you said that, the score is going to be 37-14, New England.
Wow. So we start right out of the gate with a Tony Collins blowout special. All right. Bob, what do you think?
I still like the Patriots too, Chris. I think they're just gelling, and as long as Gronkowski stays fairly healthy, he's not complaining about not getting the ball as much because they got all these weapons we talked about last week, and it's scary how good they can be. Gordon keeps his head on straight and continues to do what he's doing. He's only going to get better, and he's going to get more involved in the offense. It's scary. There's no way that team, and I don't care, you can tell me all you want about the Bears' defense, New England can hang 38 points on anyone. And I think Tony is not going to be far off with the 30. I'm going to say 35-24, New England.
All right. And, I'm with you guys. I have a hard time believing the Bears could pull this off. I get that the Bears are third in the giveaway-takeaway ratio at a +6. I get that their defense is fourth in, rushing yards allowed. And Mitch Trubisky is the seventh-rated passer in the league, by the way. But I refuse to believe that Trubisky can beat the Patriots. As bad as the Patriots' defense is, and they are bad, they're 21st against the pass, 18th against the run, and they're giving up nearly 25 points per game. And all that, you would think, sort of starts to point as a closer game for the Bears. But remember, the Bears gave up 31 points to the Dolphins, who had Brock Osweiler as the starting quarterback last week. And now you're going to bring Tom Brady to town? So there's that. I'm taking the Patriots. I think it's going to be a little less scoring, but I'm taking the Patriots 27-17. Second game this week, Tone, 3-2-1 Vikings go to the 3-3 Jets. The Vikings are a 3.5-point road favorite. The over-under here is 46. Tony, can Sam Darnold get the Jets a fourth victory?
I don't think so. I think the Vikings defense is going to be too much. They're going to put too much pressure on the young kid. I think the Minnesota Vikings right now are really gelling a little bit. I think they're going to pull off maybe 3 or 4 straight wins. So I'm going with the Vikings. But in a close game, because the Jets are playing at home, they'll go 27-24 Minnesota.
All right. Bob, what do you think?
I agree with Tony. I think it's going to be a close game, and I like Minnesota just to come out maybe a little on top. They're very evenly matched if you look at the points versus points against. It's a fascinating matchup. Two teams you don't see play often. I think Minnesota is going to take control of that division, Chris. I really think they're going to win this game. I'm going to say it's pretty close. The Jets continue to give their fans something to cheer about. How about Minnesota 28-24?
Okay. And guys, you look at Sam Darnold last week, 24 of 30, 280 yards, 2 touchdowns, an interception. Now, you know, is against the Colts, and the Colts are not a great defense. The Vikings aren't who they were last year either. 19th against the pass, allowing 267 yards passing a game, tied for 18th with Tony's Patriots, and average points allowed at a shade under 25. The key to the game to me, guys, you know, for the Jets is don't make Sam Darnold have to throw the ball 30 times or more. 3-0 when he passes it less than 30 times in a game. Jets defense playing well. Bob, you alluded to this a moment ago. Tied for second in the league, 10 interceptions. They forced 9 fumbles. They're third in passes defended. So they're getting their hands on the ball. Now, the opposite side of that is Kirk Cousins, right? He isn't turning the ball over hardly at all. 12 touchdowns, 3 picks. 5th in passing yards. So, you know, my keys to this game are, first of all, Dalvin Cook is supposed to be back. He and his hamstring are supposed to be ready to go this week. And I think the game rides on his availability. Plus, you know, the Vikings, you know, mixing up some coverages. You know, Sam Darnold got a lot of, you know, man-on-man last week against the Colts. But I think it's going to be a close game, but I'm going to go with you guys. I'll take the Vikes on the road 27-20. Third game this week is the 4-1 Saints going to the 4-2 Ravens. The Ravens are a 2.5-point home favorite. Over-under is 50. So, Tony, who comes away with a win here?
Well, it's going to be a tough game, man. New Orleans is playing well offensively. But, you know, Ravens, I love their defense. I don't know how many sacks they had last week. And I think they're going to put some pressure on Drew. 11. I think they're going to put a little pressure on Drew. I like the Ravens offense. So I'm going to go with the Ravens in a close game. We'll go, it may be a lot of scoring, but then again, it may be not with that, with the defense. So we'll go 28-27. Ravens pull it out with the field goal.
Wow. All right. Bob, who do you like?
I think Tony made some good points. I mean, it's a good matchup. I mean, as much as I like Breeze and the Saints, and you could almost see Breeze down a few points with the ball in the fourth quarter here, it's going to be that kind of game. And like Tony said, the Baltimore defense, if they can stop Breeze, they're going to be pretty good and tough the rest of the year. I think this is one of the few remaining losses for the Saints. Somehow Baltimore at home pulls it out. Probably a little ugly. 23-17.
All right. And guys, like you guys have mentioned, Ravens continue to dominate on defense. Like I mentioned a moment ago, 11 sacks on Marcus Mariota last week. And I know they're facing Drew Brees and a Saints offense that has scored the most offensive points this season, but the Ravens have given up the fewest offensive points as well. So it's going to be one of those sort of classic matchups. But you guys hear me say all the time, defense wins championships and it wins games too. And highest scoring offenses just don't. The wild card, of course, is always Oh No Joe, right? You know he's going to throw the ball to the Saints a couple of times in this game. And if the Ravens defense can hold those possession to field goals, I think they win. The Ravens have held 5 of their 6 opponents to 14 or fewer points this season. They haven't allowed a second half touchdown all season. So I'm going to be with you guys. I'm taking the Ravens. I think they win a close one, 24-20. Fourth game is a 3-2 Panthers going to the 3-3 Eagles. The Eagles are a 4.5-point home favorite. Over-under is 45. So, Tony, can the defending champs get a big home win this weekend?
You know what? I'm a Cam Newton fan. I watched the game last week. He had an opportunity to win that game, and he's just not – I don't think he's that clutch quarterback that he needs to be. I mean, he's almost there, but he's not there. And them going into Philly with those crazy Philly fans, I'm seeing Philly winning this game 34-21. I'm going with Philly.
Bob, who do you like?
Yeah, I'm with Tony again. I mean, I think Philadelphia is sick of being known as just a 500 team. Like Tony says, I'm not a big Newton fan. I mean, he's got a lot of talent, obviously, but hasn't shown the clutchness that they need. There's something missing there. I think they come into Philly. It's going to be a tough environment. Let's say Philly gets it looking good this week and they win 30-20.
And you guys know how I feel about Cam Newton, most overrated player in the league. He's 25th in passing yards, 14th in completion percentage, 16th in passer rating, 9 touchdowns to 4 interceptions, and they're the 25th rated passing offense. He's good, you know, if he's got a clean pocket, but when there's any pressure, he starts, you know, throwing off his back foot, throwing it to the other team. The strength of the Panthers is their running game. They're 4th in average yards rushing per game at 139.4, but the Eagles are the number 2 rated defense against the rush. They're allowing a shade under 80 a game. Eagles defense, 18 sacks. Panthers defense, 8. next to last in the league. So I think Wentz is going to get some time. I think he's going to pick them apart. They're at home. So I'm going with the Eagles, 27-24. Our last game is the 3-3 Texans going to a humbled 3-3 Jaguars team. The Jags are a 5-point home favorite. Over-under is 41.5. So, Tony, someone's going home from this game under 500. Who's it going to be?
The Jaguars gave up, I think, 40 points against the Cowboys.
Right.
And, you know, they're supposed to have this great defense, man, and I'm not seeing it. And their offense, their offense is not doing anything. So I got to go with the Texans, but it's going to be a low-scoring game. Texans pull it out, beating the Jacksonville Jaguars down in Jacksonville, 17-14, Texans.
Okay. Bob, who do you like?
Well, it should be a tough game, you know, division rivalry here. A lot of questions about both teams. Jacksonville, again, like you mentioned, Chris, they gave up a third of their season total to Dallas. That was crazy. But I think they're sick of hearing it. I think their defense gets back on track, and they just can't go under 500. I can't see it. I'm going to say Jacksonville wins this game 24-21.
Guys, to me, the Jaguars are getting a heaping helping of humble pie. The Jags defense boasted about being the best in the league, and they were going to go undefeated. And Jalen Ramsey proclaimed himself the best defensive back in the game. And then, like you guys mentioned, Cowboys come in, hang 40 on them. They're the Jags are the 22nd ranked defense against the run. And Cole Beasley had 9 catches for 101 yards and 2 touchdowns. Cole Beasley did that. Cowboys rushed for 209 yards against them. Doesn't sound like an elite-level defense to me. Now, in come the Texans coming off a tough win over the Bills, who have a really good defense themselves. And I think it's going to be a very similar game to what we saw between the Texans and the Bills. Deshaun Watson has got to limit the turnovers. He's thrown 7 so far this season, thrown at least 1 pick in 8 straight games, threw 2 last week, plus had a fumble. So he's got to take care of the ball, right? Now, unfortunately for him, the Texans' tackles have given up the most pressures in the league, so he's kind of running for his life back there a lot. But I'm with you guys. I think that, you know, don't expect a lot of offense. Jacksonville doesn't have much going for it offensively. No Leonard Fournette again this weekend, it looks like. T.J. Yeldon is banged up. And you got Blake Bortles, right? And he's never going to win a game for you. He's a 28th ranked passer in the league, 9 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. So I think the Texans also come out. I'm with you, Tony. I think they get the win. I think it's 20-17. Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things you do helping kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to the website, helping kids go off to college as many as we can and every year.
You're the best, Tone. Take care. All the best to you and your family. We look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Take care, Tony.
You guys have a great week. God bless you guys.
See you, man.
See you, Tony. That is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Lifford Hobley, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Lifford right on the other side of this quick station break.